when I moved to the West Side, within a month of being there, I had three encounters with Bloomington Police Department who were pursuing people who were not engaged in any criminal activity. In fact, I was involved in all three of those incidents. The thing that tipped things off was walking by Friendship Park and seeing a group of kids. They were hanging out. There's not a whole lot to do on the West Side, and so kids get together and kind of just hang out around Friendship Park. This group of kids were approached by two police officers on foot. These officers started to kind of bump chests with them and ask them for intel, and so I watched, and the kids kind of took issue with that. One of them in particular was like, "Hey, why you come around here messing with us all the time?" And the officer then escalated the situation, and at that point...
In what way would you say...
Once the kid said that, he then stepped forward and was now towering over this, you know, pretty small kid and just became very aggressive. So at that point, I stepped towards the kid and just said, "Hey, you know, these situations can get out of hand. Maybe just let this one go." At that point, the officers turned their attention towards me and started to question me about, "What are you doing in the area? What do you know? What have you seen?" And so it was the harassment of kids in the neighborhood that got us, you know, some of the neighbors together to start talking about what kind of treatment people on the West Side are receiving. And it took off. There were so many people affected by this that we started growing and growing. And the thing that we realized is that in this community, Black people are being targeted at disproportionate rates. You know, the first meeting that we had, you know, had 30 people. This was last October. Since then, we've built a base of over 300 active members, and everyone knows the situation.
Talking about Mrs. Simmons' story, people may hear that and say, well, police are right to watch her house if they believe that suspected gang members are there. They're right to keep an eye on her sons.
You know, I think that when a neighborhood has been put under a microscope, and you're looking for each and everything that you can possibly criminalize someone over, it's hard to find folks who don't have some kind of charge against them. Pedestrian stop data was recently released exposing the racial disparities in Bloomington's stop and frisk program. When Black people are four times more likely to be stopped than white people, you should question what's going on with our police practices. When the evidence shows that 8 times out of 10 that a Black person is stopped and frisked and there's no citation and nothing illegal going on, that seems like a really unfair situation.
And Mrs. Simmons talked about feeling pressure to plead guilty of that particular drug charge because she needed to get out of jail. She needed to take care of her family. Do you feel that people are pressured to plead guilty?
One of the things that comes up time and time again when we work with folks is that people do take plea deals, especially when kids are involved, because oftentimes if you're not able to access sufficient representation, if you don't see a way out, sometimes taking a plea deal is the only way to get out so that you can take care of your family. And so while people may look at a situation on paper and say, well, you know, look at this, they were found guilty of this, one thing that people don't consider is that there is a definite disadvantage if you're not able to access proper legal representation and fight back.
Obviously, if you listen to some of these stories, there's a tremendous amount of distrust and suspicion of the police. There has to be a way to solve this problem in this community.
Well, I think the first step forward is for our elected officials and our police chief to acknowledge that there is a problem. And I believe the solution is community policing, genuine community policing, not these pro-social events that amount to a superficial PR event by the police department. Community policing means rethinking and transforming the way that we develop our policing practices that includes the community. So for instance, community review boards. When a grievance has been put against an officer, it shouldn't be the police who are policing themselves. We believe that a community oversight board should be put into place to where people feel safe filing a grievance, because we've heard many stories of retaliation. We think a community review board should be empowered to review the data that's already out there, as well as the stories that they hear from the community, and make policy recommendations to the council. And we also think that they should have a hand in putting forth disciplinary recommendations for officers that are found guilty of misconduct. We want to work with the police.
We've been talking with Lewis Gosland. He is an organizer with Black Lives Matter in Bloomington Normal. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for covering this issue.
I'm Judy Valente.